There's a couple of purposes. The first, really, it's a fundraising event, and the money that's raised goes for research in suicide prevention through our national organization, as well as local programs, prevention education, support programs, training, all done in the local community free of charge. The other purpose is it brings awareness. So the more people that come learn about the cause, when they see the people wearing their shirts or walking up and down the streets, they learn more about why this cause is so important. Then it also provides a sense of support to people. So when they come to walk and see 1,500 other people there, all walking for the same reason, suddenly you feel not so alone in your loss, and you have this community of people who completely understand and have literally walked in your shoes.
Laura, what are some of the numbers on suicide? How common is it?
Well, New York State is actually ranked 49th, which is, you know, overall looks pretty good. But there's still about 1,700 people in New York State each year that take their own life. So New York State as a whole, you know, wants to do something to help that. And they've created this Zero Suicide Initiative. But if we look at suicide in general, there's about 44,000 people a year in the United States that take their life. The largest risk group right now is, or the highest rate of suicide right now is middle-aged men ages 45 to 54. And for youth, you know, a lot of people focus on youth suicide. And that's while the rate of suicide isn't the highest, it is the third leading cause of death among youth.
Glenn Gilbert from the Stratton VA, how much more prevalent is suicide among military veterans than the civilian population?
It is a higher cohort of people who take their own lives by suicide. The latest statistics reveal that there are approximately 20 veterans or service members who take their life in this country every day. That's been happening for the past several years, no matter how many resources we have continued to throw at that. 14 of those veterans aren't enrolled in VA care. 6 of them are. And so one of our initiatives right now is to try to outreach to those veterans who aren't enrolled in care.
Is the problem post-traumatic stress disorder? Is it a depression that comes on after service? Is it necessarily someone who's been in battle?
It's not necessarily someone who's been in battle. In fact, there is some research to indicate that people who are not posted overseas have a higher rate of suicide. There's an incredible amount of research going on trying to identify what are the triggers for veteran and military service member suicide. So we're coming up with things that identify people who are at high risk for suicide. People who are at an acute high risk are feeling alienated and alone. They're feeling hopeless, feeling cut off. They have different reasons. So there is no really one trigger mechanism for veterans at this time.
Laura, I'm sure there are many reasons why people commit suicide, but is it strictly someone is clinically depressed? Does that usually come before a suicide attempt or a successful suicide attempt? What are some of the reasons people, or some of the motivations behind suicide?
Right. So we know that 90% of people who die by suicide have a diagnosable and treatable mental illness at the time of their death, though it's either gone undiagnosed or maybe not treated appropriately. But we also know that, you know, suicide is very complex, and there's often some interlocking factors that may come up. Things that put people at higher risk for suicide, maybe a family history of suicide, a history of a mental illness, and then some environmental factors like it could be losing a job or, you know, some kind of significant change in their life. And so it's almost like the perfect storm where all of these things come together at one point to make someone feel like there's no other way out from their pain in that particular moment.
And if someone believes that someone they know is going to commit suicide, how do they know this first? What are some of the warning signs that this may actually be about to happen, Laura?
We want people to know that there is hope. You know, sometimes we've heard that people say once someone is suicidal, there's nothing you can do to change that. And we know that that's just not true. Suicidal thoughts can often be fleeting, and it can give us an opportunity to get the person the help that they need. So we encourage people to educate themselves and learn what some of those warning signs are. And, you know, it's a couple of the things that Glenn has already mentioned, that isolation, that not being a part of a group or community, but isolating themselves, withdrawing from things that they once liked to do, significant changes in behavior. And that could always, that could be something for the positive as well. So, you know, sometimes we talk about a youth in a classroom who is kind of withdrawn and sits in the back and doesn't care about his appearance. And then suddenly he's moved up front and he looks a little bit better and he's participating more. And we think, oh, we finally got through to this kid. But what the child is thinking is he doesn't want to be remembered as the child in the back of the classroom. So he changes his behavior as his suicidal thoughts grow. So we want to look for any kind of significant change in behavior. It could also be changes in sleep patterns, either sleeping too much or not at all. Changes in eating patterns, again, eating too much or maybe not eating at all. So anytime you see something like that in your gut, or you just have a feeling that something is not right, something has changed here, then we need to reach out. We need to ask them if they're okay and ask them the question if they're thinking of suicide.
Glenn, what are some of the programs at the Stratton VA for soldiers, for veterans regarding suicide?
Well, at the Stratton VA, there are certainly the mental health programs that are available for veterans who have particular mental health disorders such as PTSD or depression. We've also put mental health providers in primary care because there are a number of people who don't go to who will not use mental health and who are at risk. One of our cohorts within the veteran and military population is older white men who've had a significant diagnosis that brings on negative thoughts and feelings for them, and they're at a higher level of risk. We also have nationally used the Veterans Crisis Line, which is taking hundreds, if not thousands, of calls a day. We're also working with family members now because family members are often very sensitive and aware of changes in their veteran or service member's lifestyle or thinking. And we're trying to work with them to use some resources that are now online. One of the new national online websites is called Pound Be There, and it is to train and help families understand the signs of suicide and what they can do, such as calling a mental health professional to help coach that person into care. One of the difficulties of getting veterans and service members into mental health care is that they are trained and very capable to do many, many things, and so it is sometimes a barrier for them to ask for help. And so we are working with the community and their family members to try to get them to make that call.
Laura, more information about the American Foundation for Suicide Prevention or the Out of the Darkness Walks, where can that be found?
Yeah, so on our local website at afsp.org/capitalregionny is a list of upcoming programs and events. So all of our walks are listed there. We have one in Saratoga, one in Catskill, up in the North Country in Lake Placid, and in Schenectady as well. So certainly different locations where people can join us. And then we have a couple of upcoming programs as well. The Saturday before Thanksgiving is always International Survivors of Suicide Loss Day. So we have 5 healing conference sites throughout the Capital Region where people can join us and join with others who've had a similar loss so that they can really work through that healing process. And then finally, we're a research organization, we are bringing in a researcher, Dr. Matthew Winterstein, who's going to be working with us on youth suicide, understanding that a bit more, and then people learning how they can help prevent that in youth.
And Glenn, what is the Stratton VA website or resource that someone could use?
Again, it would be Pound Be There, which is a website that shares all of the VA resources, including the Department of Defense's resources, because each branch of the military has also stood up a suicide prevention program to work with active duty members. We're also on Facebook here locally in our area, and that's Stratton VA on Facebook. For people who aren't really interested in making phone calls, the crisis line will also take text messages, and you can also do an online chat. We're trying to find whatever comfort level people have to reach out and make that phone call for that contact.